You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. Now, it's an issue that almost everyone in the country is familiar with. One in two Irish people will receive a cancer diagnosis during the course of their lifetime. And new research by the European Cancer Inequality Registry, published today, says Ireland has the second highest number of cancer cases in the EU and the third highest mortality rate in Western Europe. Well, I'm joined by Avril Power, who's CEO of the Irish Cancer Society. Avril, thank you for joining us. Why do you think the rates in Ireland are so high, and why such a high mortality rate?
Well, in terms of why so many of us are getting cancer, I think the biggest reason is that we're living long enough to get the disease. So while we are seeing a rise in cancers in younger people, cancer is still predominantly a disease of older age. And with improvements in care for other conditions, more of us are living now into our 70s, 80s and beyond, giving more time for mistakes to happen in ourselves and cause cancer. There's also been a big increase in the number of over 65s in Ireland. So that has grown by 35% in just the last decade, which is much faster than elsewhere in Europe. So that would be the number one reason, is that we're living longer. But lifestyle also plays a role. About 4 in 10 cancers are preventable through things like not smoking, limiting your alcohol intake, eating a balanced diet, exercising, maintaining a healthy weight, and using sun protection. So it's a mixture of all of that is the reason why so many of us, unfortunately, are getting cancer.
So given the demographic changes that are contributing to this, does there need to be changes in accessing cancer testing and treatment? Do the health services need to play catch up now?
Well, the most important thing with cancer is picking it up early. So, for example, with bowel cancer, if it's diagnosed at stage 1, 90% of people will survive. At stage 4, sadly, that's 10%. And that's why it's so worrying to us that there are so many delays for cancer tests and treatment. And we're seeing that reflected in this report, where we have the third highest rate of cancer mortality in Western Europe. That's because people are waiting. People are waiting for cancer tests. They're waiting for cancer treatment. In relation to tests, the report specifically highlights a shortage of scanners, such as CTs and MRIs. We have a much lower rate of those machines than elsewhere in Europe, and a shortage of personnel, like the radiologists needed to operate those machines.
And what about screening services? I know Ireland provides breast cancer screening, for example, for 50 to 69-year-olds, but the EU advisory is for 45 to 74-year-olds. So do those screening services need to be expanded, in your view?
They absolutely do, and we were successful in securing commitments in relation to screening in the programme for government. So for here, breast, for example, is only offered to 50 to 69-year-olds. The EU recommendation is 45 to 74. And we also need to do more to increase the uptake of screening and make sure that it's more that there's more equality in accessing the service, because sadly, our screening uptake has been declining. And also there are big variations based on things like socioeconomic disadvantage. People are from well-off communities much more likely to take up that opportunity and have their cancer picked up earlier when it's easier to treat.
Okay, Avril Power, CEO of the Irish Cancer Society, thanks very much for joining us on Morning Ireland.